This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You hear is the number one Habibi in my life, the only Nicole Byer. Hi. And Nicole, is this a drag podcast?
This is the one and only drag podcast that reviews RuPaul
on the whole internet.
On the whole dang internet. Like, we are it. I love it. It feels so good to be exclusionatory and
and
just like alone on this island, you know?
Preeminent, exclusive, hot drops. And we are incredibly, I'm dead because we have one of the best drag queens on this fucking planet of Earth.
Yes.
With us. She's the best. She's incredible. Monique Hart!
Moo. Hello. Hello, world. Hello, America.
Are you brown cow?
Yes, as long as they keep paying my rent. Yes, girl. It keeps paying the bill. So we are very moo.
I have a question.
We are utterly with moisture.
Ooh, my God. Milking Monique, it for every penny.
I have a question. What's behind you? Is that a painting or?
It's a tapestry.
Oh, okay. I love a tapestry.
Yeah, she's
pussy
gorgeous.
Got wet as you said that. You're putting
right.
Tapestry.
She's very gorgeous. I'm gonna send her to you.
She was oh, wow. She's stunning.
I can't. She's sliding. I can't. It's heavy. It's
okay. She's perfect. She's attacking you.
It's the subwoofer.
She's like, you will not talk about me.
Oh my God. I guess we're here in a new season of Drag Race. Can you fucking believe it? We got new girls.
Yes.
Even though the Rona was here, that didn't stop the season of Drag Race.
Season 13 is here. We've got plexiglass, thick plexiglass dividers between Rue, Michelle.
Which you know all about because you know spoilers, but girl, you are a guest judge.
I'm a guest judge, and you better believe my name was in that Deadline article.
You better believe it.
I was like, oh my God. I love that they named me. But then I was like, oh, I'm probably one of the most insane people. Because like we filmed, I think Drag Race was like, it was one of my first jobs back to like work. And I think a lot of people might have been like, oh, no. And I was like, yes, I would die for this.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. I passed right away.
What did you wear this time?
What did I wear? You'll have to see.
Honestly, I love it. I'll die to watch a girl shablam for the 800th time. Yes.
And I wonder if they're going to use this in the promo, but I almost fell on the runway.
Probably. Like, based on Got Mick.
Almost.
Yes, they'll use it.
Fucking ate it. Like, in a way where I was like, oh, no.
That floor gives, girl, and it is slippery.
It really is slippery.
Slippery, girl.
And I wore heels, and I usually wear like a little chunky block, but I wore stripper shoes. And
I cannot wait for this look, bitch. I cannot wait for this look.
They're going to use it. Just know that. Just know that.
Oh, I cannot wait.
They have the dividers.
Yes,
which is the modern day equivalent of leeches, because it's like, I mean, if you're tested, then what are we doing? You think this plexiglass is going to save you? No, you need Jesus.
Well, I think the thought is just in case you turn and say something, like you hit the wall.
Also, Rue is a germaphobe.
Oh. Okay?
I mean, I gotta say, it was one of the safest sets that I have been on. It was like kind of a bummer because like you get to kiki and like eat lunch with like Michelle and, you know, and whatnot and like just talk, but you couldn't do that. Like I had my trailer, walked to set with a mask, like a shield. You sit down and there's the dividers and you're like, oh, you kind of have to yell to be heard. But then like you don't want like to spritz your like loudness. Yeah. So then you're like, okay, we don't really talk. And then there's like everything was wiped down constantly. Mm-hmm. It was I was like I felt very safe. And then I was tested so many times, so many times.
Mouth, nose, puss. Where'd they put?
They put it right in my asshole. And okay. Yeah. I was like, you can't be scooping my butt like that. And they were like, do you want to come on Drag Race or not? And I was like, yes, scoop it. No, it was just a nose, a deep nose one.
Yeah. Fuck. What was y'all's, like, Monique? I mean, you have been on the show, and you are truly one of the best queens that's ever been on the show, period. Period. What was it like watching this first episode? What were your first impressions?
I sincerely watched the first episode because I was coming on to this podcast. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Normally I don't. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, my friends generally trap me in the house. They're like, hey girl, what are you doing? Come on over, girl. Yeah, girl, let's just chill. All right, girl. Da, 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 da. Boom, Drag Race. Bitch, you wanna watch? No, bitch, I don't wanna watch.
Help!
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Put me through the PTSD, right?
The doors are locked. Why is that? Are you just like, it's like hearing about someone else's dream? You're like, I don't need to hear. What is it?
Shady.
No.
No. Girl, I mean, like, watching the show is very much like, oh, Jesus. I think now going through the pandemic, I processed everything that I didn't process. Remember, I was on back to back. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any kind of break. And I traveled the world from Australia back to like Norway, Amsterdam, and back to Brazil. So no breaks for like near 2 years. So yeah. It was just a lot that I had not processed about my own shit. One of the reasons why I wanted to win was because I thought it would like help heal that. And because I didn't, I still do drag. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. It was just kind of whatever. But now, like, I watched it after the first episode and I didn't feel none of my trauma. I looked at Michelle. Yeah, girl. I saw a photo of Michelle and actually prayed a blessing. Like, no foolish. She's like a real. I was like, Holy Spirit, bless her. Like, because she's right and she's accurate. A little shiny, but that's for the business. but you know what I mean? I watched the show and I was like, ooh, I felt the same joy I felt watching, I think, the very first season I got into. Mm-hmm. Was it up season one? I think it was season 3 or 4 with Dita Ritz.
Okay, she was on 4,
Four, so that was when I had, like, this little, like, gay group, and we were, like, so it was that same kind of joy. I was doing it live with the people, so people were agreeing, and then having my little insight about it, knowing what's a yes, what's a no, what the judges, when the judges say this, you already know. You know, very, very that. So it's a joy to watch it now. I'm excited to watch it now.
Yeah.
Also, my bank account says, bitch, you ain't got no damn issues right now.
So it was a lot. Like, I think you have that experience with a lot of girls where it's just like watching yourself is weird. I don't think a lot of performers,
I live for
period.
That. I love my confessionals. No, that was... bitch. Hello.
Good. You should. You give like... You're the best confessional queen on the show's history, like ever.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, would you go back when they're finally like, we need you again. We need you to come back.
Oh, bitch. I had the seamstresses on deck. I would say, I'm going. The costumes, I would push. Like, I'm going to let y'all know, I had a month to get ready, and I turned out Drag Race and still have a closet and a half worth of fabric and materials that we still have not used yet.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the bitch dropped coins. So she's ready that we're going to go back to Santee Alley and stock up again, girl. Don't worry. But I would push it. I would slay you hoes again. I did it season 10. I came back. I won the show, and then they gave it to Monet. But I'm thankful, girl. Yeah. I surely would go back.
I want you back. That moment where you fall out on All Stars 4 is one of my favorite drag. Where you fall out when you and Latrice stay?
No, girl. It was because you knew that moment was coming, bitch. Mm-hmm. First of all, they took too long bringing the girls back in. So we were like, oh, okay, so they bringing the girls back. Because at first we was nervous. Because at first, I ain't gonna lie, at first we thought, oh, they saving Valentina, bitch. Because that's what we thought, because we was over the bitch. We was very, very over her. We were like, we're done. Chop her. Send her home. But she was doing that. She was like, I'm not ready.
She was boiling.
She made RuPaul wait. Oh, I said, oh, send the bitch home. Send the bitch
home. She made RuPaul wait.
Bitch, send RuPaul. Send her home, girl. Bitch, changing things. She stayed. So when that happened, I was just like, because I was ready to fight RuPaul. Like, I was like, old school, see me in the parking lot, girl. I felt so disrespected. I was like, okay, when you wash it back, and I was like, that is all New York. That is my New Yorker, like, oh, I'm about to, like, oh, straight up, what's good?
Yeah.
Straight up, bitch, I'm in my Reeboks Vaseline up with a do-rag and sweatpants, bitch, what's good?
Your lips are like...
She called my name, and I was like, yes.
Okay, love you. Bye.
I mean, I often think about like being on the show, and I'm like, it's hard. Ooh. And it gets harder every fucking year.
So hard.
Yes.
Like this episode where it's like, great. Because I knew what the gag was. I just didn't know how it was gonna play out. Mm. And I was like, oh shit, like two walk in, another queen walks in, you hear you already done had hers, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh, go to the main stage. And you're like, wait, I didn't wear something to lip sync in. I'm like, I looked cute to Kiki with the girls and get to know them and then have our first mini challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to, ooh, wait.
Mean.
That was.
Nope.
Oof. Mean. It's mean. And it's because you're like, everyone knows that's the look that's not really going to get judged. So to have them come in and then have the girls be like, oh, you recovered from cancer? Well, you're going home first. Great. Bye. Bye. It's so fucked up.
Love Tamisha Amon when she was when Rue was like, you got to send one home. And she was like, well, I'm the only black girl. I was like, say it loud, say it proud. If that's how you stay, you played it. That's good. Make them feel guilty and you stay.
You say scary movie rules. You have to keep me or else. Don't Freddy Krueger me.
What's the only movie that we made it to the end? Was it Deep Blue Sea with LL Cool J?
But yes. did Samuel get chomped in that one? Didn't he get scomped really hard in that one? Who got like...
Oh. But we at least made it to the end.
I think we all made it to the end. And that's all we want, you know, just to make it to the end. If we lose one along the way, it's okay.
It's a journey. It's a journey.
Too. Well, we got robbed in, I still know what you did last summer, where they killed Makai and Brandy. And then save the
so
whites.
Rude.
Which is
so rude.
Where is Makai Pfeiffer? Where he at?
Still sexy as hell.
He is stunning.
Just grated cheese on his fucking body somewhere. God.
Oh.
Should we talk?
What?
Oh, talk to me about Makai. Keep going.
When O came out, I was like, what? Ooh, another modern version of a Shakespearean play and Makai Pfeiffer's in it? Ooh, wait. Ooh, give it to me. I was so excited. I loved it. I think I saw it like 3 times.
Can we at least talk about the hood national anthem now? Belly.
Belly!
I've never seen Belly.
What?
I know. I've never seen a lot of things.
That has one of the best sex scenes. I'm telling you. Hot. Girls went to school innocent before that movie came out. And then after that, they were like, I want a thug. And I'm so serious. I had a girlfriend before that movie came out. And then as soon as that movie came out, girl, she watched it. She was like, I want a thug. I want a thug.
What about the soundtrack? What about the soundtrack?
It was DMX coming out that shower, grease, butterball wet when he grabbed his wife, girl, and she was glistening. She was beautiful, girl. Just rough trade.
I mean, this sounds right up my alley. I love getting roughed up. I just found out that my Theragun isn't too strong for my pussy.
I knew it. I knew you could put your Theragun on your pussy.
What is a Theragun?
Oh, it is like a massage gun that like literally is intense. But
and lowest setting.
Isn't it essentially like a personalized like hand fucker just without the dick nubbed off?
I mean, yes. You could put like a dick on it, and I think it would. Yeah, it would. It wouldn't get deep. Also, I've looked up sex machines, and I'm about to spend $200 on one.
Oh my god.
I mean, did you set it to Nas
or DMX? Yeah, I mean, we can all agree, right? Like, DMX is the harder dick down than Nas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I think
so. In the movie.
What do you
think? Okay, Nas. I mean, Nas is, we know the DMX is crazy, girl. He might actually choke you out.
See, okay. That's why.
Tie you up and then leave you there. Forgot that you was in the hotel.
Yeah.
Bitches, 3 weeks later, your mama thought you was dead somewhere. Girl.
Yeah, because if you a dog, you a dog for life. You know what I mean?
I love it.
The rat, the cat, the dog. I don't need DMX. I need Nas. I can't.
I was at a party and DMX was at the party. And I can't remember if it was New York or LA, but I was like, and he
did he love it?
He did, and he barked back at me. And I was like, ooh.
Slightly turned on, girl. Slightly turned on.
I was like, ooh. And my then God. I can't remember what else I said to him. I said something else. He does it for me.
Should we talk about Drag Race?
Yes. Let's talk about Drag Race.
When she said black to the end and then length and then the vibrator, that all, you know, just DMX and Nas.
You know,
real quick, D'Angelo.
Please. Babs. Oh,
how
God.
How does it?
When that camera commits a crime by not going 1 inch deeper,
low, it gets but not so low enough.
Wah! When he hits the wah! That, oh my god, and the muscles are popping. Okay,
so
I'm eating salad. Okay, Drag Race.
So Candy, let's talk about the entrances. Candy Muse comes in first. She says, "From the hood to Hollywood." And she's wearing this denim little skirt with a boombox that's denim. Is this a chirp or a burp?
This is a chirp. I love it. I think she's cute. I'm a big Candy chirp. Muse fan.
Yeah.
I think
me
she's
too.
So fucking funny.
Yeah.
She's so funny. There's an incredible video of her with her drag sisters, Dahlia and, I cannot remember, Janelle?
Aja? Oh, you're saying no, Janelle. The new sisters.
Yeah, the dollhouse. They were all House of Aja. Mm-hmm. Plus Momo Shade, and Momo Shade went somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I had gotten all the juice and I like forget it. But it's Janelle, Candy, and Dahlia walking in slow motion. And Candy, her like heel just forsakes her. And she goes down hard and it's funny. And she like posted it to be like, I'm okay, it's funny. She makes me laugh so hard. Her alone
she's
in the VIP
effortless.
Is so, she's just funny.
Yep.
So I love that look. Funny. I love her.
She's going to be a real treat.
It was a chirp. I also got to drop that box off to her right before she left.
Yeah. You did.
I did. I got to drop that off to her. So I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. She looked right. Okay. Mm-hmm. For the people, the hairstylists out there, that's what blonde hair is supposed to look like. It was toned. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was smooth. It didn't look like ramen, wet ramen.
So what are you saying about Joey J? Because Joey J comes. Okay.
It was a lace front from Amazon. That's why we can't find them no more on Amazon, girl. They just sold out. Okay. She was like, oh, this is 125 for like, you know, that was worth 14 inches, maybe a 20, 22 inches, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It needed a conditioning treatment. It needed a toner. Even if you didn't want a toner, just purple conditioner, shimmer lights. Mm-hmm. It's like $12.99 at Sally's, girl. It's fit. Leave it up there for an hour, give you like a little iridescent hue. It was something. The chicken feathers.
So is it a chirp or, I mean, yeah, she was molting like, you know, when they chase the chicken on Survivor because they're trying to catch it.
Girl, I'm going to let you know this. Forget that she molted in the entrance room.
Uh-huh.
When RuPaul looked at the feathers.
Oh, no. That's
when you knew she was good. Because she performed. She was good. You know
she
what
was
I mean?
Good.
Like, she was good. I will tell you that Candy owned. She exuded. There was nothing molting. Because Candy didn't do too much. She just pooched.
Yes.
It's a very mid-tempo song. You can't do too much.
It was very like a drag brunch. Mm-hmm. Like there's a small yeah. room at the Standard uh-huh. in New York, the hotel. Uh-huh. It's a small place. You just pooch. Hey, I just thank you.
Yeah.
Get yeah. the money, bitch. Get the money, bitch. Get the money, bitch.
And you reach over the guy who's really into his fries to get the yeah, tip you, get from the person behind.
Slap yeah, him. Yeah, get yeah. out the way. Give me a dollar. Steal a french fry. Mm, yeah. What is this? We can't do that no more, girl. You can't roll up on nobody and like drink girl. Their beer like you used to back in the club.
Miss it.
Girl.
Miss.
I liked Joey J's entrance look.
It was cute conceptually.
Yes, I guess.
Maybe it would have been... It would have been like a real chirp, because I'm going to soft chirp it. It would have been like a hard chirp and like a real chirp if, mm-hmm. if she wasn't molting as much. If it was mm-hmm. like, you uh-huh. know.
Even if they were turkey. Like turkey mm-hmm. feathers would have sat solid. You know what I mean? She would have molted, but it wouldn't have. You know, and I get like we were in the middle of a pandemic when everybody left.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And she's from the sticks, if I'm mistaken. So she probably went to Joe Ann's. Wasn't mm-hmm. like she had Fancy Alley. So we can give grace. I mm-hmm. think, here you go, maybe Red Fofer could have given her mm-hmm. the same
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah. Or like a boa. Like truly gone to Party City and gotten a boa.
But yeah. that is a boa. It's still chicken feathers, though.
Oh.
It's right. still going to melt.
Oh, okay. I'm on board.
Yeah. You know, it worked. She labels her, she says filler cream when she walks in. And it's
I was
like okay.
why would you say that? Why would
I
you?
I don't know.
Like,
why?
My therapist, she says, you know, be nice to yourself. And it's like a filler queen means you're like, you're just there to go home. Mm-hmm. So why would you say mm-hmm. that as your entrance? I was like, Joey J.
Bad. Okay. Like, I just feel like that was like career, unless she's funny, episode two and does something to mm-hmm. stay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've kind of just written the bag on your career. Like, mm-hmm. no one's touring this year, sis, probably until like late June. You know what I mean? At least
right.
in the States. Where,
totally.
You know, even
or
if
maybe
they
Florida.
Are touring, there, you know what I mean? But like, they're going to have to do it outside or they're going to have to charge more to do it inside mm-hmm. and it's going to be less
right.
people.
Right.
So that's going to affect your bag. I thought
she was making a joke. I was like, oh, does she have filler? And I was like, oh, no, she doesn't have filler in her face. She's just making fun of herself. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think maybe sometimes people, it's not even like setting the bar low. It's being self-deprecating.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if mm-hmm. just in case you fail, I already said it. So yeah. like you don't have, I already said it. So like, don't tell mm-hmm. me.
It's drag race. And you it's made like
going
it,
in, yeah, it's like going into an audition room and going, I'm a little nervous before you start yeah. the audition. Mm-hmm. It's like, why mm-hmm. would you let them know? Everyone there is rooting for you. Every single person watching the show
fun.
Is rooting.
Yeah. And
the makeup was cute and different.
Yeah,
I love that. It was a little younger. No, she needed a little bit more contour kind of because she was a little like pale in the face. Okay.
I didn't
she
mind it.
Shaved
and
a little
I liked
closer.
Her. She did
the
a nice... No, her lipstick.
Her lipstick was cute.
It was like a with nice ombre.
I thought
like
she
a
looked
ruby,
a little ghostly.
Ruby woo.
A little ghostly.
I liked her.
And I also didn't get why she was scared of the violin riffs. Why are you scared of the violin riffs in the lip sync? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was like a pretty evenly matched lip sync. And I do think Candy kind of made it her
edged.
Own as opposed yeah. to like I'm performing. Candy was like, I'm performing as Candy. Like when yeah. she lip syncs, I was like, I can hear the lisp. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I see it. And I'm like, that's talent. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Just by like opening your mouth, I can hear you.
Yeah. Very
absolutely.
Bad.
And the start and stop of the boombox. Come on.
Brilliant.
That was great.
That
was great.
Is that New Yorker, like her when I saw Monet in that, I saw Bob in that, like
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm jumping ahead. I'm saying mm-hmm. even very Tina Burner in that. Like, mm-hmm. they just, it's an ism.
Yes. New York queens are, they give you like start to finish fantasy. It's like,
yeah.
the music started. So, like, your fantasy has started. It's not when the
yes.
words start. It's
yeah.
not, you know, because I'm going to turn it on now. It's like, I'm on from stuff. I miss New York drag a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I.
So yes. true. So
Eric
true.
Luna
I
used
would say.
To be my jam.
Bitch, did you ever go to the Monster? Like, before they said that horrible shit about black people.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, girl, they used to do Look Queen down there, girl. It was very, very fabulous.
Wait, is that in the Village?
Yes, across the street from, I think, Stonewall.
Yes, then I have been there.
Okay, then yeah. Girl, it's a good time. And there was always some sexy rough trade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always, always. Just standing in the back, girl, in the dark, in the cut. Just standing there.
Just so with brass knuckles on. Girl. Oh, my God. So next, we should talk about Denali. Denali comes on. She says, let me break the ice. Ice skater fantasy.
Cute. I love it. She's adorable.
Adored. I hated the hair, but she was puss. Like,
I didn't mind the hair. I liked it.
I didn't mind the hair. What? Tell me why.
The lace line was too harsh for me.
Okay.
It also made her contour look even more like hard. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't
know.
It was soft. I also feel like the braid to me was too harsh of a braid. I feel like they could have softened it to give it more of a fantasy fairy tale. Instead, it felt like it was like a tribal braid. Mm-hmm. With just this, instead of like the full, like just soften it. That's it. But the whole look, like the fact that the stones were, the tights were stoned and the rhinestone boots, I want to pay off.
The cute. They were so cute. And then the fact that she could just walk, I've never ice skated before. So like, I don't know how to walk in them, but I'm like, bitch, you on the ground. You just walk in.
Yeah.
It just hurts. It just hurts. It just feels like you're on top of a fucking blade. Yeah.
Unless you felt the fantasy that you were in high heel shoes as a little queer youth when you went, you bitch, I wanted, pooching job.
I love it. I love it. She immediately shades Lala Ri's look, and Lala Ri came in saying, oh, what you say, Lala Ri is here to slay.
I like Lala Ri. I love think her. She radiates this energy that like she makes me smile. I really like her. I thought the look was like a little basic, but like I think her personality makes up for it. I think she's one of those queens that has a personality that's like, you can wear what you want. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I like you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very, very that. Second, all of that. I'm just going to say never wear white.
White is hard. White, especially as a black queen.
With the net, you know, especially because as soon as she took it off, now here you go. The thing is, they were holding them girls for however long they were holding them. Mm-hmm. So she probably left with it on. So the constant taking on is just creating layers and layers of brown, which didn't really. So that's one thing. I think she came very ready to do anything. I just feel this is season 13.
Yes. Mm.
Do you think she was like, it's white, and I know I'm only going to wear this once. That's why I didn't spend too much money on it.
No, but she did. The problem is, like, that white netting, I'm going to tell you, is $125 a sheet.
Oof.
Okay, so it's stone. Like, it's expensive. Wow. And then she had the tighter one, the tighter stoned sheet mesh on her chest or her bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap. She spent ducats. She felt her fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, because these are branding moments. You have to remember that the world is watching. And this is more, so sorry, but this is more than just going on Drag Race. Once we shut down and the tour stopped, drag has shifted. It became digital. Like, your mindset has to go a little different. So these are the moments where brands are looking at stars. Candy said there's a difference between being a drag queen and being a star. I believe that, you know, everybody can be a star, find your star at a different time. But just moments, you just want strong moments because those will live forever. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't get a second chance. So that's my only thing.
Yes. I also wish she was wearing a higher boot. I think a thigh high patent leather white boot would have fucking, I think, it would have just changed the outfit. Like, you would have been like, that's a look.
If she would have had chaps in that thing.
Chaps, yes.
With a white, like, cowboy hat, very light.
Yes, yes,
it would have been a full conceptualized. But those are the things that, as being the it girl, because you can tell she's that girl back home, that until you go through the process of refinement, and, like, you will hate Michelle Visage, but you go, I get your eye now. You know, it's what's Beyonce walking into the event with, not what she was performing when you, it's.
You're right. True. You're right.
You are 100% right. And in the lip sync, though, I mean, they do When I Grow Up, which is a fun song. I mean, look, Coco Montrese did this lip sync better, but.
Thank you.
There you go.
It was meh.
I know. And Denali's fighting her garment like she's on WWF.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If you don't know your lip syncing, you're not they everyone dressed to walk four steps and then sit down and wait to see everybody else.
That's
so
what.
Like, I don't fault nobody for having to hold up their garment, for like not being able to move the way they normally do. Mm-hmm. But I do think Lala brought it just a little bit more.
That split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That jump?
Yeah.
Girl, that was it. I think that was the moment, like, it's been the moment that we've seen on social media that you're like, oh, this bitch turns it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She gives me the energy. Here you go. She gives me the girl. That performance gives me the performance. She goes, it's Friday night. What the money look like? Okay. All right. What? They got money? They ain't got no money? What song you just do? Oh, okay, girl. Okay. Play when I grow up. Bow, boo.
That's what
boo.
I was saying.
And then the money starts to come out, and then you want to give them that final da 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 da.
Uh-huh.
Kill them with the slam. Yep. That's slam what that down. Was, girl. Now, here you go. What she did not give me was this is, you are getting the chop as far as you know. You were going home.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you know the song. Bitch, this is your moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She should have turned it. I wanted so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just felt like she maybe she knew she had this one in the bag. So she said, bitch, I know I'm staying. I don't know because I know Denali to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I think the skates fucked her.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. I think the skates
I'm gonna
got her.
Say this. You have to study the show on some level and go. We can watch old seasons. These hoes had to jump into a bucket of water, a tub of
yes.
water,
yep.
and swim. They had to be ready to be thrown into a wind tunnel or on some mm-hmm. spinning thing. So for me, yes, you want a pussy-ass look, but you need to be ready for everything. Oh, can I say mm-hmm. pussy? A very sickening
yes,
ass
pussy.
Look.
I would like it if you said it again, actually.
Pussy!
Pussy!
Yes, pussy! Pudussy. You know, that's a place in Kentucky. Pudussy.
No, Pudussy?
Padookie. It's called Paducah.
Padookie.
No, it's not Padookie. It's called Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah.
I said Pudussy. It's Padookie. Paducah. Paducah. Anyway, okay, anyway, the point is, you just need to be ready. So I just always look at the girls and go, if they throw anything at you, are you ready? And that's mm-hmm. shoes included. That's look. That's the whole thing because this is Drag Race and you on a different season. So you know they. So I kind of go, shoes, like, yeah, it's conceptualized. Great.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been cute if she would have had the fantasy, maybe did the whole Tina, whatever, the whole lady that cut that lady with the...
Nancy Kerrigan?
You know, that. So that way it was in hand. But you're mm-hmm. still ready because you don't know.
Right.
But it was still gorgeous. It was still gorgeous.
It was cute. It was cute.
I like the nipples, though.
You like the nipples.
I did. When she did the handstand and you saw the nipples, I feel like drag is evolved now. I really kind of wish you would have just left it alone. The judges would have been like, we didn't care that you just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If it falls off, it falls off. But this is the business. The show keeps going.
I thought she was going to make a joke of it because the song says, when I grow up, I want to have boobies. I thought uh-huh. I was like, girl, use
Boom.
It. Make it a joke.
Boom.
I don't Boom. Know. Well, we're going to talk about the rest of this episode right after this. Break! Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times.
I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Bring back my brick.
And we're back with our incredible guest, Monique Hart. And we want to know, Monique, what did you think about Simone's entrance when she says, "Don't let the smooth taste fool you, baby"?
Okay, so I'm just letting the world know, because this is an international syndicated podcast. You're looking at your Facts. Winner right there, okay? She okay. is your winner. We're not even doing it, oh, because she is black. No, bitch, we're not Barack Obama in this shit. No, bitch.
No.
She is stamped and qualified, okay?
Yeah.
Girl, first of all, now here you go. My only thing, the look was pussy. It was herself.
Yes.
I'm totally stealing it, okay? And yes, it homage to her. Now she
it was incredible.
It was genius. Incredible. The hair was right, the makeup was right. She looked like a supermodel. Them legs greased. No Dita Ritz here at all. It was
greased.
Right. My only thing. There was just no shape to.
Right.
Even now, here you go. Even if the dress has no shape, I felt like she should have been cinched. Mm-hmm. So that way, it would lay
a little bit better. Yeah. Mm. I didn't mind it because, like, she and Gigi Good are like drag sisters, I believe.
Very that.
Or they're like best friends or same difference. And I feel like they're very like androgynous, botchy, very feminine face. And I'm into it. I like it. Like, Gigi is stunning. And so is Simone.
Yeah,
Simone
it just wasn't the shape.
Stunning.
I just felt like it just wasn't a flattering shape.
Sure.
I felt it was very refrigerator.
Okay, right. Fair.
With all of this pussy-ass leg. That's it.
But you just wanted to hit tab on the keyboard. Just tab. Just one paragraph little thing in. There we go.
Because she is, I just felt like it would have just accentuated her legs more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, her legs.
Our pussy, I want to buy
her
them.
Her legs. If you touch them, you fall like you're on a train.
She better put insurance on them.
Her skin under that light dances. I'm like,
yes.
I was like, I'm jealous. My skin has, my skin just doesn't look, it doesn't do that. It's just, she's beautiful. And then
you need coconut oil. That's all you need.
No,
girl, that's not cold. It dries after a little bit.
Yeah.
And you feel dry and ashy. No, bitch, that is Palmer's.
Palmer's.
Cocoa butter mixed cocoa with butter. The African lady down at the mall that you scooped up and then Here you go, baby.
I like shea butter. I'll use shea butter.
Yes, girl.
What else do I use? I use this. There's this oil called goji oil that is so expensive. Ooh. But my God, your legs, you can see them from space. They're so shiny.
Please send me the link. How do you spell it?
G-O-G-O? No, that's go-go.
G-O-G-O-J-O?
I think it's G-O-J-J-O. Goji oil.
Uh-huh. Okay, so an eye. An eye? Am I crazy?
I don't know.
Okay, so work. She looks gorgeous. It's a chirp. Gorgeous. Undisputable. Then yeah. Tamisha comes in. Tamisha says, holla at me, you know. Holla at me, you know me.
Girl.
I love it. I love it.
I live. Everybody in her hood was like, yeah, bitch.
She was great. She's incredible.
Perfect. I love her so much.
Love.
I love her. I'm only okay on her outfit. I guess I'm a monster. The business.
I like these shoulder pads. Give me the business with the shoulder pads. Ooh, they pointing to God. I like them.
I did.
Okay, so we didn't like them. Oh, okay.
I didn't. The only reason, here you go. I felt if they're going to be that pointy, then it should have come to a straight point.
Okay.
The construction should have been sharper because it looked like bat wings that weren't doing anything.
Okay.
I just didn't. It didn't. And it just made her look so much more mother of the first lady of the bride giving her sanctified daughter away.
Okay. All right.
I agree. She looked like an auntie I've been to a Hufla with. You know what I mean? Like she bought that at, you know, on a rack at Belk, and I just...
But can we just go here then? Here we go.
Now, here we go.
Now, let's sing Tamisha's praises. Tamisha is the very reason... No. But she's the very reason that everybody is out here saying, Vanjie in the song, or Nicole in the song. You know, like, people putting their drag names in. She is the originator...
She is?
Yes, she is the dog. Talk to the girl. Talk to Vanjie, Alexis Mateo. Anybody who's from the pageant system will tell you. Roxy Andrews, Coco Montrese, they will tell you that Tamisha, she is the dog. She will, yeah. Girl, I'm telling you. However, I don't know. I
think she was just like, this look won't be critiqued. I'm going to... And it was
lies because we all watched the show and we judge her entrance look. Right. The hair was way too flat. If it was human, yeah. I feel like even if she wanted it down, I would have lived for like a deep finger wave and then the straight something to kind of.
See, I would like the finger wave, like a nice finger wave, or just like building it up, like bigger, more volume. But I liked the suit. I guess I'm alone.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it was open, it was just too close. It just looked so.
Yeah, it was kind of attacking her neck.
She looked very here. I don't know. It was cute. But I don't know if fashion's her thing. Because if we look at the promo, and then we can look at the Meet the Queens, no shade. The promo, she had the feathers thing.
Yes.
They were like old, so sorry.
It was restrained.
Which is fine.
It was very restrained.
Which is fine if you're going to use old feathers, which I use old feathers, but we know to steam them so you bring them back to life.
You do what? You steam them?
You steam them to bring them back to life. Yeah.
Oh.
Learning.
Then
we're
she
learning.
Also had the ruffle thing.
Yeah.
It was just, so maybe fashion ain't her thing, but we can see that she can lip sync.
Yeah.
She's
and
fun.
They do this Janet song. They both did well. Tamisha's giving you like proper Janet choreo, and Simone's maybe giving a little more of herself.
Yeah, she did own it. I think during all of that choreo, Tamisha winded herself a little.
Yeah, I think she got a little tuckered out.
But
lost the steam.
Yeah, it was just. I also felt like outside of the choreo. I felt like it was very Friday night with it. I just kind of wanted a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
Here you go. You think you're going home. Mm-hmm. And like Tamisha was the one who said, no, girl. She said, goodbye.
She said, the lady said goodbye.
The lady said, and that
made me laugh so hard. The lady already said,
she already has
home.
Her merch out, and I live. Her merch is already out, so she's like,
is
buy it.
Get it, girl.
You better get it.
I love it.
So next we have Got Mick, and Got Mick comes in saying, time to crash the system.
Didn't
Very
get
funny.
It. Didn't get it until I saw it spelled out.
Right. It could go right past you.
Truly
but it's
didn't get it. I was like, oh, okay. I guess she's going to like do something.
Yeah. She's making fun. She's using the word sis. I guess she's like a hacker. Maybe she's a hacker. I don't
yeah,
know.
I mean, and I so guess that means I'm just like foolish. So progressive that like I didn't get it. Because, you know, people are people and I don't care.
Yeah. Progressives are the dangerous ones in the room, so don't be one.
Oh, then I guess I'm just, I don't know.
They really are, though.
And she's wearing this fluff, really sickening thing. She has her white clown
signature
thing.
Face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the fluffs in her eye makeup are the mirror, the fluffs in her dress.
Mm-hmm. Got Mick is looks great. Got Mick is a fashion queen.
Yeah.
I like the look. I like her signature, you know, white face. It's very Kiss. And Got Mick's got merch where she's got four Kiss faces. Wait, is she,
oh, really?
She in drag, he out of drag?
Yes, correct. Yes,
oh, okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I had them correct me on my, I was like, wait, I'm not gonna fuck it up.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot to look it up before talking about it. I Got Mick did my makeup for Willem's Coverboy launch.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's truly incredible. I was like, who are you? You're fun.
I mean, yeah, she had her career in and out is pretty legendary. So we know she's going to be here for a while.
She's going to be working.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I'm very excited to see these looks.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we would all use a resource if we had it. Now, not to say that she don't have porn, right? Because we know that she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But for a time like this, in the middle of a pandemic, bitch, I'm pulling every resource I can. And when I tell you that the Getty family is her, like her
very
Abrams,
like her family,
like
yeah.
they are
really?
Her family.
Yeah.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, Gigi Gorgeous
and Miss Gigi Gorgeous
and like, so Nat's Getty.
Here you go. So she's close to the family, plus close to Miss Gigi, plus cha-ching. Close to Miss Heidi Klum, plus close to Miss Paris Hilton. Bitch, I would have called every single one of them.
Every
hoes.
Single
bitch,
one of them.
I
give
need
me all your clothes.
Everything.
Give
okay.
it. Give it to me.
Wow, cha-ching does no justice to the that money.
Bitch, please.
I mean,
bitch.
That's I'm with you.
I'm
that's
excited.
Absolutely what I would have done.
I'm gonna say this. This promo look did say, cunt, honey. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I was like, wait, it's a leotard, but she has chaps. But that coat and that damn headpiece.
Cute. The hair of a jewelry, which reminded me of the shape of your card hair from season 10. Like, the shape was kind of like that.
Oh, a double victory roll. Hers was a little bit more alien-esque.
Yes.
Very, very, you know, but like wider, but I do live.
But
I'm
I do want to say you not being in the top for that card look is one of the greatest Drag Race crimes in history. It's just
Shangela
just know that.
Shangela didn't win either, and she is paid, and so am
Hello.
I.
Hello. then Utica comes in. Oh, tell me. Keep going, Monique.
Real quick, I just do want to say this. This has to be said. If Got Mick's looks are not turning, and I mean legitimately turning, I'm not saying, this is a cute look, because the entrance look was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. I was looking for a lot more considering this promo look. I'm going to... The shoe for me, I don't like chunky, thick heel. It just makes you look like Mickey Mouse.
It failed her too.
That part, I think if she was in a sharp stiletto on the floor, it would have just heightened the look, more red carpet. That's my only thing. Utica?
I loved this. Utica turned a fucking look, and I like her promo look. I liked her Meet the Queens. Utica's, I think, really interesting. And serving me like she dresses the way I kind of dress. I mean, granted, right now I'm in a hoodie and a weird shirt with a little monster on it. But when I get to leave the home, I love to, you know, mix and match a leopard with a flannel with a stripe. Yeah. So, you know, I love me mixing patterns and shit. And she's so tall. I mm-hmm. love a tall queen with long legs.
Yeah. I love the patterns. I did like, I wish the strawberry made more sense.
No, didn't care. I really liked it.
I wish it was stoned.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get that when she walked in, I was like, another kooky bitch. But the last kooky bitch, like me and Dusty Ray are like best of friends. And that's a kooky, spooky bitch. Okay. So I was here for, I really think she's going to excel because her confessional looks are very, very clean to me. Like, I would wear it. Like, it's mm-hmm. these patterns, leopard, plaid, da da da, neutral.
You like
beige,
her
whatever.
Confessional more than her drag look.
Very true. But I wish the drag look just had a little bit more money to it. So maybe the same thing, but just how can we, like, I feel like the green look, the hair, one looked too plasticky.
Mm-hmm. And her two, kitchen it sink. Was.
That part. And two, it was too, it just didn't. So I just feel like she'll look good with money. Like once she starts getting some coin. Like Evie Oddly looks great. Now that she has money. Well, sometimes. But with money.
Yes. I'm here for it. And they get to lip sync to Rumors by Lindsay Lohan.
Which is an iconic song.
Bitch,
it's
I was lost.
Ugh, I love it.
You did say, who is Lindsay Lohan? You know who she is.
You don't know who Lindsay Lohan is?
No, girl, I was not one of those white girls. Girl, I was like fucking dick in the hood, okay?
I mean, I'm also not one of those white girls, but I know who Lindsay Lohan is.
But see, no, like I didn't grow up with her, like for real.
Oh, I guess. Wait, how old are you?
35, but I didn't get cable. My mama said, we're not getting cable because you're not going to be looking at titties in my house. Well, titties would have helped.
They would have helped. Would have helped for their mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very funny song to lip sync to.
It's a perfect song.
I was so
song.
Lost. I was like, who is this? Where did they... I'm not living for the song selection already. I'm just as... looking at the list, you'll be like, what did they give us?
Yeah. They had to save some money with all these songs for sure.
I don't know. I thought it was a perfect choice. I love Rumors. I love Lindsay Lohan. I'm sick and tired. No, that's not how it goes.
Why won't they let me live?
Yeah, Monique doesn't like it. I live for it.
I'm lost. I just learned that Catherine McPhee, I didn't just learn this, but she had a song out back in the day called In My Open Toes. In My Open Toes.
Sandals?
Yeah, open toe shoes, girl.
No clue.
I've never heard of
that. I don't know,
but
it was that same era and my friends live for it. And I just look at them like, okay.
You got to listen to Lindsay Lohan's Bossy and then you still will not get your life, but you'll hear another song like that. Okay, Rose comes in and she says, hey, showing her blacked out tooth. What do we think?
It startled me, bitch. It was for sure shock value.
Well, I didn't get the black tooth.
It's funny. She's the daughter of Jim Carrey and Robin Williams.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Oh, I guess I just didn't get the joke, but I liked her entrance look. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, I thought it was
Robin,
okay.
Robin, well, I see very much Jim Carrey. Like, Jim Carrey had the strong genes, honey. The jaw, the teeth, the hair.
I don't know if she's talking about physicality-wise. I think her personality.
All of it.
All of
it. Okay.
All of it. That's Jim's son, girl.
That is a tall order.
Robin Williams? I'm sorry. Excuse, you will not speak up. Not of my Peter Pan. No, you will not,
I'm
girl.
Saying for her to say, I'm as funny as Robin Williams and Jim Carrey is a tall order.
Girl.
Yes. And then to walk in with a black tooth. I mean, yes. I just don't get the joke. But like, honestly, sometimes jokes need to be explained to me and then I understand them. But I thought her entrance look was cute. And then
I wanted more.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. And then I liked Olivia Lux's. I thought it was cute. The rouging, the tears.
Girl, can we talk about them hips?
Mom hips.
Girl, she is thick. Like she's been fucking for a minute, girl. Like she didn't look like that was a you. There are certain drag queens you would look at them and you would go, bitch, this ain't pads. This is your body, bitch. Like, I don't see a lump, a line, a bitch. She, ooh, bitch.
Oh yeah,
she's just adorable. I fucking love her.
her love, reveal love, love. Was how a reveal is supposed to play out. You never saw it coming.
Sure didn't. And then
she
I almost missed it at the right time.
Didn't fight it.
No. Oh, it was so good.
But some people, and they did an L. King song, X's and O's.
I didn't
it.
Know that song.
I was so lost.
I said, who's that? And we had to, I had to Shazam it.
I did know that song. I did know that song. And I know L. King. She's a fun lunatic. I was worried for Olivia.
Their lip sync was also boring, though.
Sure. I was worried when the air guitar came out. I was like, oh, no, air guitars.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. But it could have been, I think, a little bit more.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone can just do, I think I said it on last time I was on All Stars, and I don't think they aired it, but I was like, I would rather watch someone fail spectacularly than watch someone just like try to be good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't give a shit if like you're trying to be good. I don't care. Like, I would rather watch, you know, you try to do a death drop and fall on your head. I don't know.
When
whatever.
She landed a sloppy one, it was so bad. That it jump, was... ooh, it was
See,
no.
But I didn't mind it because she went for it. I just, I would rather you just go for something than not. Like, I would rather someone be like, I would pull that back. Because then I know you can go there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Candy Muse, I know what Candy Muse can do because she's already shown me a 10, you know? Yeah. And it's like, she might have more in her, which is frightening. Yeah. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Rosé's look and stage performance was very Ariel Versace-y. It was like, okay, I think, okay.
I just wanted more, like, here you go. It's another, like, oh, white queen in the fantasy hair with the, like, bubble pink. Okay, we get it. The rosé, cute. I feel Rosé is so much of a star that I feel like her trying to fall into this pattern of being into this girl group where everybody has the same kind of bubble gum. That will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And when you
like
look at Rosé, that part, when you look at on her Instagram,
Clicks
you're like,
dangerous.
Who is this girl? And then when I saw her walk in, I was just like, this is it.
This is your moment.
And the makeup was,
yeah.
She looked like she needed the shade. Okay.
And the attitude was a lot. It was a lot of attitude.
Too much for you. There was no real funny. There was just tons of attitude and shade. I'm like, so there's no jokes. You've not landed not one. Not even a Tina Fey, like nothing. I was waiting.
Well, I think there was just a crack when Olivia walked in and Olivia was like, you were hosting the pageant I was in because I started drag 36 minutes ago. And I think that was like, I've tried so hard to be here, and someone who I think it's a little bit of a Britta Aiden sitch where it's like, I don't deem you worthy enough to be here. And it's like, well, who gives a shit what you like, if you think somebody's worthy or not, like you just got to worry about yourself.
But isn't that kind of karma exposing your heart or the bullshit, right? Not even 30 seconds. Like,
true.
You said, I deem you not even really like, bitch, you.
Yeah. It's like, why would you?
I've been on this show, da 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 da, and I'm here and just got sent home. Now, also, this is real quick, just need to say this.
Please.
When we watch you lip sync and these promoters watch you, that they look at like how you perform, because if you're not a good lip syncer, you ain't gonna make no money on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That affects your bag. So to talk a good game, and
I thought Rosé did okay. I just did not like her attitude, especially when she was like, "Why would you audition if you're not ripe enough?" I'm like, because everyone wants to be.
Yeah,
on the
because
show.
Why not? Shangela had been doing drag for 2 minutes, literally two minutes, and then she was like, "I'll do it." Like, she did it before Alyssa did it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Shangela was like, I'm going to take this opportunity and show everyone. And then, you know, she went home first. And then Rue was like, come back. And then she got to come back. And she got to walk the fucking Oscar red carpet because she was like, I'll bet on myself. I love anybody who will bet on themselves.
Yes.
People, when you know that you are a star, like, it doesn't matter. And each of them, like, Shangela was a star. That's when she got brought back. And then that's when she got brought back again. Like, she is a star, and that's why, bitch. Ugh, I love that one.
Yeah, Liv. Okay, here's our final threesome. We have Tina Burner coming in the workroom.
I love Tina Burner. I am biased, I like, she's a friend. She's friends with one of my friends in New York, my friend Evan.
Love.
So I, like, I've been to her brunch and like, she's great. She's so funny.
Love.
I've been to, I can't remember what club. Oh, maybe I saw her at Barracuda. I don't know. Whatever. I like Tina Burner. Like I love a New York queen.
She says, didn't your parents ever teach you not to play with fire? Now let's turn it, burn it, bitches, blah, blah, blah. And she's giving us firefighter.
Mm-hmm. I love
she's
it. I love it.
Very Nina West.
Yeah.
Very that.
I feel that she's more conceptualized than Nina West. So I feel like we're going to see, you know what I mean? Her confessionals are
she's
hysterical.
Funny. She's very
she
funny.
She gives me very much rough trade, like maybe not like the roughest of trade. You know what I mean? Like
medium
Nisha
rough
Plummer.
Trade.
Yeah, girl. Like he's in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see him and like he's been eyeing you all night at the club. And then, you know, right. What do they call it? The sidewalk sale, girl. You should go home and get a 20 piece nugget. But he's like, what's up? Girl, you know, because he got flexing in that chair. And I was like, what's this bicep I see, girl? He was like, oh, like I was like, who's this man, girl?
You're very like, I can get Sasha chicken Valor. After the hookup. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who's Sasha? Who's the one who looks like
Sasha Bell?
Sasha Bell, yeah.
Getting you naked all over the place?
When he sits in them chairs with them thighs, girl.
With them thighs, yes. Them thighs.
You love it. You want chicken either, and then, either way.
Who walks in next? Is that Elliot with two T's? Or
Kamara
love
Hall?
Him.
What?
Kamara Hall comes in.
Oh, yes.
Saying the Mackie doll is finally out of her box.
You
she's
know, like,
pretty.
She's pretty.
She's so pretty. I love this look. She looks like a tangerine fantasy. She's painted. I like the big hair. I'm here for it.
I don't like the hair. I felt like she could have completed the tangerine fantasy and went with like an orange hair. I think it should have been up. The shape was like misshaped. It was like, and then down, and then had this weird lump in the back. I'm sorry. The neck down was very vagina. Like, I would wear it. I would for sure wear it. Outside of her being pretty, she's giving me very pheromone tease.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like, I want it to glitter. I want it to glam. She knows her silhouette. She said, Mackie. Like, that's a silhouette.
Yes. And she kept being like, what are you wearing? You know when someone's asking a question just because they want you to ask them what they're wearing?
Uh-huh.
Who are you wearing? And then Tina did not ask her back. And I was like, yes. Yes.
Tina's boots were a little, it was like mustard gray poupon. It wasn't like yellow, you know?
And they were like boot covers. They were.
Yeah. I felt like she was almost no shade, girl. I felt like she was like, it was like a chicken restaurant and she was coming out like, hey, welcome to Walter's Chicken. You know what I mean? We got your 12.99 piece. Something like I wanted a basket of chicken in her hand. And then it was the fire thing, but whatever.
So was Tina a chirp or a burp?
She's a chirp.
Yeah,
good.
Chirp.
Kamara.
Chirp.
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 And then Elliot with two T's comes in saying, I'm the queen you want to see. Elliot with two T's. Okay. Get into it. And she's giving Cameron Michaels, you know, like she might be that girl. She might. We're not sure.
At least for me, I was like, this
is
so
stupid. I'm so stupid.
Like, it wasn't super draggy. For me. I was like,
no,
this is,
girl, she looked like Blanche.
I was like, this is like something I have in my closet, like that I wear normally for things. Like,
she looked like Miss Devereaux, you're saying?
Yes. No, Blanche Devereaux. Yes. Like when they moved to Orlando, you know, like second season, when they had the upgrade, girl, you know, when she was wearing little, I was like, this is Drag Race.
Yeah, I was a little confused.
But she did say something about Botox, so maybe that's where she spent her money.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because she couldn't move her forehead.
No, girl.
I like it.
I really like her.
It.
I don't like
Yeah.
It's a boot. It's a chop. It's a knock.
She's really refreshing and lovely.
She is. Don't you want to squeeze her nose? It's so like...
Yeah, she looks like a real Disney person. And I know she's into Disney. Yeah.
No. Bitch, they chopped mine. Chop it.
I'm going to give it a light chirp.
Yeah,
I'm crazy.
I give it a cheesy chirp. But guys, unfortunately, I have to go.
Okay. Okay.
I'm bad at scheduling.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Bye. Well, we're almost at the end here. I just want to ask you, Miss Monique, we have our cliffhanger. We have our bottom seven girls. They have to vote one of them out. What the hell is that?
This is crazy because you really don't know who each other is yet. So it's like, how do you vote rightly? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then this is the other thing. How do you get what they need? Six consecutive votes to be like this one person. What if everybody doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. How do you split it up? That's what's weird to me. Like when it's Survivor, you eliminate someone after you know them. It's like, I don't think there's as much fun drama in eliminating someone you don't know and then never seeing them again. You know, mm-hmm. like what's the drama? I forgot to ask you, Lady Marmalade, the lip sync. Tina okay. won it, right?
Real quick, let's jump back. The Bob Mackie girl. I just thought in my head, instead of orange would have been cute, like a tangerine, like a very beautiful lavender lilac hair, becoiffed it on her skin with that orange. Oh, bitch, that would have been vagina girl.
That would have been it. What about her eyebrows? Are they too light? Am I wrong?
There's something right here. I think she shaves them off. Mm-hmm. But I think her Neanderthal bone comes to me. I think she should either make them a little bigger. It is her Neanderthal bone.
We all got it. I don't
have that DNA. I think she can cut her crease just to open up her eye space a little. She has beautiful eyes. She's gorgeous. But I think right here in the brow, there's something that's like, what's going
on? Yes. Oh. And she'll probably figure that out real soon.
She will.
Hopefully a gal will tell her. But until then, she's going to tell everyone she's wearing Bob Mackie. I understand.
But this is my question. I'm going to be shady.
Yeah, do it.
Is it a real Bob Mackie? Is it a Bob Mackie lookalike?
Is it
a Bob Mackie replica?
Well, you know.
Because that's going to be expensive if she's bought. That means that Jada bought that after she won.
You want to talk about Gettys. So I heard from Meatball, who was on last week, that she is friends with Bob Mackie. She is good friends with Bob Mackie.
She is a little Asian girl, you know.
Yes. Girl, yep. You're saying,
No, well, I'm just saying, you know, if she's a seamstress girl, and then, you know, Bob Mackie's a seamstress, you know, just great company. But she's a cute little twink.
You know, yeah.
And she
is
sample size, girl. She's in like Bob.
You know how those mature wolves like to...
Bitch, I'm going to say this. If she is Bob Mackie's friend, then she better had asked for that damn Cher dress.
I think she's going to just have a bunch of Mackies with her. And I think it's going to be a story this season of like, well, okay, cool. You brought a cute dress. Do you want to, can you do a drag challenge? Can you lip sync? Like, let's go.
Aquaria bought, well, she didn't just bring Bob Mackie, but Aquaria brought sickening designer things as well. So maybe she has other silhouettes. Because, you know, I mean, like, I didn't expect Aquaria to turn it in that American cowboy denim costume. It was some cow.
It was
Bob Mackie blue sequin something. And Aquaria turned it.
At the very end of the season, she had...
No, it was... That was the second... Well, I mean, at the very end, she had...
Oh, you mean the one... You did Denim and Diamonds.
Yeah, no, it was the same... That was the mini challenge, though, what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
the
second day. But it was a Bob Mackie. It was a different silhouette. I just feel like just because you have one designer doesn't mean that you're going to have sickening shit. That's why I think her... got Mick being friends with the Gettys and them having so many resources, you won't have just one silhouette.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
resources. I'll be curious to see how it turns out. This lip sync's fun. I think, you know, it's unfair that there's three of them because your odds are immediately worse.
Yeah.
Tina does. I was watching your live earlier and you gave some great tips. One of them being like, don't go to the back of the stage.
Never.
Don't do it.
Unless you have to do it. Like even when Candy did it, it was at the dun 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 dun. You kind of run back there and boom, hey, I just met you. Come back center stage. It's stage presence, it's theater, and it's your only opportunity to stay. So you're
like I have a question because you were there when, oh fuck, I guess you weren't there. damn it. When Monet does that slide into the front light in season 10.
I was there.
You were there. Oh, yeah. That was way early in the season.
Yeah. And she even did the whole fake out with Candy, did the fake out, like that other New York thing. But I just feel like it's just, if you're going to, you just have to steal the show. Mm-hmm. Like there was that one moment where her name was not Kahana, Kimora was mm-hmm. like kind of behind
Elliot. Tina.
Elliot, yeah, he was behind Elliot. And I go, no, sis, you can't stand behind her and try to look mm-hmm. sickening and hope that RuPaul's going to look in between you. No, girl, mm-hmm. you better steal your... Like, I was a fan of not only performing to Ru, performing to that center camera, but mm-hmm. performing to the whole other side, like the production crew that they not even looking at, bitch. I'm giving a whole show, and you, by doing that, you're spacing yourself out. That way you're standing alone. If you watch Tina separated herself during the lip sync mm-hmm. so she could have her breakout moments. And that's why she stole the show.
Yeah, she killed it. She killed it. So she wins. We get to see the winning girls hang out. They're like, key. We all won. We have
Can
our
we talk
girls.
About the melanization that was just in that room?
Beautiful.
In the winner circle.
A beautiful thing that Drag Race continues. You know, the show tries to uplift voices of color. If only the fans online could help the damn cause.
Yeah, like, very, very true.
It's a fucking struggle.
But it was
struggle.
Just great. I mean, I don't think that, well, let me just say, it was just great. Yeah, never mind. Shut up. Uh-huh.
Well, I am with you. I am a huge fucking fan of melaninized queens. I am so excited to see Nubia come back. I can't wait. I had tickets to that, to a damn show that of course got canceled because of the world. But you know, we'll be back. We'll be back one day soon. In the meantime, we're going to see what happens with this. I want this season to get cooking. Cause for me, this episode was just
an
like
appetizer,
an appetizer, like a defrosting dinner.
Yeah.
Like, was it enough for you? Are we need to see the next
day? You know, I didn't even feel like an appetizer because, you know, you can kind of get a little like full off some wings, you know, the little potato, what is it? The load of potatoes or something like
this
that.
Was,
the nachos. This was a fucking salad. This was
I don't even know. This was the guy has the appetizers and he goes right past you. And you're like, aha.
I felt like it was a salad with like two grape tomatoes, the cheap bacon bits, and then like three sprinkles of Parmesan cheese, you know, with the watered down
gracious.
Ranch.
That's gracious. I love it. That's right. I mean, look, I'm excited to get to know these girls. I want to see them interact. We didn't get as much of this with this format.
That part.
Would you want this format to come back?
I like, here you go. I feel they should have chopped somebody by now. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like mm-hmm. I would have liked the winners to sat on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, and just made the pressure harder, even if they still, but just something to make them feel more of the pressure. Like all of the winners who beat the girls out are sitting on the side. If I don't, then I feel we get to kind of know a little bit more, like, oh my gosh, I worked so hard. Da, 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 da. Tell me more about that. I don't know. I just want more.
I also thought we were going to get another lip sync at the end with all the girls
that
like
part.
Waiting to tonight. I was like, it'll be messy, but whatever. Let's do it. Instead, they just have to vote. How would you vote? Like, how would you vote?
I would probably vote on looks. And I would just probably, I would vote, you know, because this is another thing for the people who are Drag Race fans. If you ever want to get on the show, as soon as you walk mm-hmm. into the room, you need to be like jotting down different little things that you could read the girls because you know that challenge is coming. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, who was the shadiest? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would just sit back and just watch the room. And if mm-hmm. I didn't like your look and if I saw that you were a bitch, I would vote you out.
Yeah, I think that's fair. In this weird thing they're making them do, I think it's fair. Again, I think it's weird drama to send that girl home. But, you know, we'll see. We love the show because it always reinvents itself, sometimes for better or worse. Oh, my God. Monique, is there any more advice you want to give to these girls? Pretending that this hasn't all been recorded, these girls are future Ru girls. What other advice would you give them?
I would tell you, okay, so you film the show, you got home, it's airing, boom. I would say everything that you did on the show, write it down and then think, is this a catchphrase? Did this become a meme? Mm-hmm. Is this mm-hmm. a moment? So that way you can monopolize on those moments and mm-hmm. then monopolize on everything that you did on the show. So now that you are an international superstar, start talking to these brands, even if they're small. Don't try to go after these mega million. Girls, start small. Don't despise the days of small beginnings and build your mm-hmm. fandom, build your voice, build your platform. So because you, this is your business now. And if you yeah. run it like a business, you will be very successful and lucrative. If not, you will be someone who just did a reality show.
Work, because what? Life's not fair.
Life's not fair.
I live for you. I think you are an incredible queen. I want you to come back just because we need your personality, your sickeningness. You had the best rise to power in All Stars 4. You made yes. that season.
Yes.
I love it. I fucking love you, and you're incredible. You have a new podcast that we need to tell the children about.
I do. I have a fabulous podcast called Ace of Hearts. It's every Friday on HeadGum, wherever you get your podcast. It's where we talk about just self-preservation, self-determination, love, life, sex, politics, just spirituality, wanting to connect with the Father. Girl, y'all know everything that I exude. And I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to make you what? Grow together in love and harmony.
It is so good. It is so good. It makes me feel lighter. It makes me feel happier.
Yeah.
You have to listen. Everyone listening has to listen. Good. It is. Both. Somehow you both take me to church and you take me to the reception meal after church. You know,
yes! Like it's like, girl, we want you well fed over here, bitch. I'm on a thick bitch for no reason, bitch. Look at these thighs. Even though we're turning them into muscles, bitch.
Ooh, okay.
A lovely 32 waist with a thick ass, bitch. Yes.
Smulla, my God, she's beautiful. Look yes. at her dimensions. Oh. Monique, we loved you so much. Thank you for coming. That's it. But see you next time on Dragger. Go rate and review. Go rate and review Monique's new podcast and ours.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.